tell you what, Noel, you got all kinds out there you got to deal with.
Yeah, that's no doubt, Tony. Good morning, and thanks for having me on the show again this morning.
Well, we had you on yesterday, and we just had so many things to talk about. We're going to end our conversation with the department's efforts on New Year's Eve and to try and make sure folks aren't drinking and driving. There's a few other incidents we wanted to talk about. As we were talking about yesterday, there has been a rash of armed robberies. There's been some new ones that have come to the forefront. An Okemos Meyer store was robbed yesterday. And what I find interesting about some of these latest robberies, Noel, is that these are pretty high-profile places on pretty well-traveled routes. But these people are going in with guns and trying to get the cash.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tony, I think what's happening here is because we've seen a rash of these armed robberies, we're getting they're getting some exposure as we need to do, because we need to let the public know out there that this is happening. But I think that's also planting the seed in people's minds, those that are not of the utmost ethical person, such as you and I, and giving them some ideas. And so we may be seeing some repeat or some copycat-type crimes going on here.
All right, but first and foremost, before we talk about a couple of the individual cases, people need to just give up whatever these people want and not confront them, correct?
Well, I've been saying that for about 2 months now, and it's worthy of repeating over and over and over again. Money and property are one thing, Tony. Your health and your life are another. Your health and life are not replaceable. Money and property are. That's the best advice we can give here is cooperate with the people. You know, so many times, Tony, we see nationally or even sometimes locally here where someone takes matters in their own hand and they're trying to do the right thing. And fortunately here locally, we've not seen any disasters because of that, but it's the bravado type person behind the cashier that we don't need. We don't need them to get hurt. So give them what they're asking for and then be the best witness and then let us handle it from there.
Were there any incidents yesterday that you're aware of?
Knocking on wood right now, Tony, no. There has not been since December 25th, I believe, was the last one we had. We've had that made 21 for the month of December, where we saw 11 in November. So it almost doubled in December. So we're hoping that, we've made some key arrests here in the last month. Beginning December 1st, we've made some key arrests of four individuals. A couple of those we believe are repeat offenders, and so hopefully that's gonna knock things down a little bit here. But we're also seeing some being hit now outside jurisdiction. That's why it's so important for us to communicate with our law enforcement partners as well.
Well, I know that you're working on a Domino's pizza robbery that occurred in 800 block of West Saginaw, and also a Wendy's on MLK. Any news on those two investigations?
Well, the news is that we continue to investigate them as recently as yesterday. What people don't see behind the scenes is detectives get assigned those cases. They communicate information that they've gathered on suspects on those cases with, they communicate with their fellow officers who are working the beat, working the roads, in attempts to pay special attention to certain areas or to certain individuals that they may suspect as persons of interest. So we continue to work those cases, Tony, and our goal on each and every one of these is to solve those crimes.
And finally, on this front, on a topic that happens a lot in the city of Detroit, there is a woman who is sought on an attempted robbery at a dispensary for medical marijuana. This is a big, big issue in the city of Detroit. And with almost 70 of these businesses in the city of Lansing, I was wondering how long it would take for this to happen. Anything new on the facility called Homemade Hydroponics?
No, we have nothing new on that to report. But you know, when you talk about those being targets, you have to assume or maybe think that some of these people might have some type of addiction, and maybe that's why they're targeting these places. But you know, they're businesses, they're clerks working behind the counter, the same as Domino's, our businesses around here in town. And so the message goes out to them, too, that just cooperate with these people.
All right. Finally, Noel, as someone who has been a nightclub DJ and a corporate party DJ, we always call most people who go out and party on New Year's Eve pretenders. Because usually when they go out and get smashed, it's not the typical people who usually go out. They're not used to it. That fast-paced drinking is going on before the ball drops. And I know it's of great concern for you, and the department has really stepped up their efforts to make sure we don't have challenges with drinking and driving on New Year's Eve.
You got it. First and foremost, Tony, the reason we step up our enforcement on New Year's Eve and enforce these drunk driving laws, which we have a new one in effect since October 31st, the super drunk driving law, is basically for safety of those that are out there on our public roadways. You're right. Too many times people go out that are not accustomed to going out. And let me give you a hypothetical here. 180-pound person. You're about 180 pounds, aren't you, Tony?
Back when I was 12, I'm about 220 now.
Well, I didn't use myself. So, 180-pound male in about a five-hour period. It's pretty safe to say you're going to have about eight beers maybe on New Year's Eve, 12-ounce beers. You might throw in a couple glasses of wine there. Guess what your BAC would be, Tony?
I have no idea.
It'd be about 0.16.
Oh, my goodness.
And now we're not talking a dramatic here. I mean, this is very realistic. And you're inching really close to the super drunk driving law that went into effect October 31st, which states 0.17 or more. The single most change in that law is that there's a mandatory one-year alcohol rehabilitation program that you must complete. That's the standalone change that we've seen in that law. This applies to any alcohol treatment program or self-help program. But the other changes are, instead of the 6 months that your license is suspended, it goes to up to a year. Of that year, the first 45 days are hard suspension. That means absolutely no driving under no circumstances. And then there's some, you know, monetary fines are increased, and then jail time is increased from a 93-day minimum to at least 180-day minimum. So we're not messing around anymore with these type of drunk driving arrests that we would see on a New Year's Eve. I think we've had a couple cases since that law went into effect, but I think there's the potential of seeing a lot more on New Year's Eve if people aren't smarter.
And Noel, what people have to understand, if they don't already know it, because the word is out there on billboards via TV and radio commercials, is there are plenty of different ways to get a ride, whether it's through CATA, whether it's through cabs. There are lots of organizations offering free rides or people to drive your vehicle somewhere. Is there a location where people can call to take advantage of these people who can help?
You know, I'm not familiar with, and if I would have given, been given some time, I could have got that for you, and I could get that to you, Tony, later on.
Well, we know that CAT is involved with it, and local cab companies.
Yep, you're right. But let me just say this: this is our advice, the Lansing Police Department's advice, and we've given this advice year over year, year after year after year, and that is this: if you plan on drinking on New Year's Eve, which most people are, and you should. It's a time to reflect on the accomplishments of the year and set some goals for the next year. If you plan on drinking, plan on not getting behind the wheel, Tony. So you have to come up with a plan, and that plan being, like you said, either get a ride from somebody else, stay where you're partying or where you're having the festivities for the night, at the very least, pack that sleeping bag. That's your... maybe your last plan is just hunker down where you're at. You know, we talk about these fines and we talk about these penalties, but, you know, it's the safety that's the most important thing here, Tony. You can get behind the wheel, and if you get in an accident, you might not live another day, and that's the fear. There's too many times we've been to accident scenes, young people, people middle-aged, even older people, that have lost their lives at the hands of a drunk driver, whether it be themselves or the other driver at fault.
Lieutenant Noel Garcia is with the Lansing Police Department. Happy New Year.
Tony, Happy New Year to you. And I appreciate you letting me get this message out to all those people.